Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
What is this?
It's Hockey Night in Canada, man.
This is not the Hockey Night in Canada theme.
No. It's kind of a cool... There we go. You're the guy who likes blues and jazz. I thought this might be a nice change.
Don't mix the Pink Panther and Hockey Night in Canada.
Well, you know, he's a hockey player.
Russians would never do that.
Well, what? Tell me what we
Russians
can do for
are
Russians.
Way
what can we
cool.
do? What can we do for that?
Well, okay. I think we just pulled it. Shut
okay,
this one off.
All right.
Shut it off.
All right.
I think the best way to start an interview with Valerie Bure, former NHL All-Star and Russian Olympic medalist, is by playing, I don't know, maybe this.
Okay.
Give this a shot. Okay, I'm going to translate what they're singing there.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
It starts now. Our hockey team sucks, and we didn't win a medal. Ladies and gentlemen, our very good friend all the way from La La Land, Mr. Valerie Bure, will join us in just a second here during his extensive...
Excuse me, this is not right.
Oh, would you like to read it?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Gorbachev.
During extensive career in NHL... Val played for Dallas Stars, Blues of St. Louis, Florida Panthers, Calgary Flames, and Canadian Montrealers. Born in Moscow, my favorite town, Gorky Park, many good memories. He was a member of Russian national team and was only country to medal hockey in Nagano and Salt Lake. Val retired from hockey in 2004, dedicated time to family. He married super attractive Candace Cameron, and now has full house in California, 3 children, and a lot of wine.
What's the name of their children?
Their children is Natasha, good Russian name. Lev, good Russian name.
And Maxim.
Maxim, even better Russian name.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the Russian national anthem. All right, please sit because their hockey team sucks. Val Bure on the show. How you doing, Val?
Good. I have a few comments.
Yes?
Number one, that Hockey Night in Canada song sucked.
It did. It totally sucked.
I don't know what it was, but it's definitely not Hockey Night in Canada.
I agree.
Number two, the Russian accent, it was like a mix between French-Canadian, and I'm not sure what. I felt like I was back in Montreal in my youth days, not in Russia.
Any other comments, Mr. Bure?
Depends how the show will go. By the way, the Russians are the best...
Seriously?
...country ever.
Really? Really? What's that based on? Huh? What's that based on?
It's based on last time I played in 98, I got a gold, silver medal. Canada did not get any medals. What can I tell you? And how many medals did Team Canada have in Olympic Games?
I don't know. We have lots. Huh?
We're in third place.
Oh, we're in third place.
But Russia's in second place.
No, I'm upset.
Is Russia in second place?
Yes, for the medal count.
Shh, no.
Don't say it. Don't say anything.
Wow. Well, I guess that $50 billion came in handy after all.
Well, listen, mine is not an object in Russia.
Oh, buddy. Listen, since Russia's knocked out, what team do you cheer for now?
It's a good question. You know, I'll be honest with you, Team Canada looked the best from the beginning. They work hard as a team. Even the U.S. was, they say, and that was a favorite. I didn't think so. In my opinion, I thought that was Team Canada's tournament to lose. Although, if they given a hard time to a few of the players, they playing in the gold medal game tomorrow. What can you complain about it? So, I'm a big fan of how they play. So,
right.
Canada. That's my answer.
Did you happen to watch the ladies game, the Team Canada ladies game against, what's that country called again?
U.S.
United States. That's right. Yeah. Did you happen to see that game, Val?
I you know, I didn't even know the girls play hockey.
Oh, come on! Oh! You know, some countries you can go to prison for saying that.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in one of them. USA, freedom of speech.
Okay, listen, I want to ask you about the Russian personality, because when the cameras were on Putin, for example, President Putin, mm-hmm. and the it was during the opening ceremonies, he looked like he was sponsored by Prozac, or should have been, because he just doesn't seem like a happy little boy. Now, I want to transfer. I want to talk about another Russian who I'm not a big fan of, because he doesn't look like he has a personality. He doesn't look like he's enjoying life. I want to talk about Ovechkin. Why don't these guys smile? Is that a Russian thing, or are these guys just jerks?
It's for sure a Russian thing. It's a Russian culture. Why, I have no idea. The thing is, when you get to know those people, and I have a few of my friends I got introduced to, even the hockey players that played in the past, and they go, man, this guy is the worst. He never smiles. And then when they hang out with me and they get to know them, they realize they're the greatest guys there's out there. They are not letting you into their life that easy. And for me, it was a culture shock when I came to North America that everybody's smiling and happy. And sometimes I'm not sure if I agree with that, because sometimes in North America, you know, the people happy and smiling, but they'll do something behind your back that you wish they never did. Where in Russia, it's like, listen, you see what you get, but if you in my circle and you are my friend, I will do anything for you.
Right, right. Am I your friend, Val?
Not with that intro. Dude. Our friendship was now in a little rocky stage.
Okay, all right. There was this rumor out there that the guy responsible for the Olympic rings, you know, the flowers to open up into the rings, the one ring didn't open, and then they found the guy who was responsible for that ring not being open. They found him dead. Did you hear about that rumor?
No.
Okay, I want to clear this up. It was a big rumor. It was all over the place. Not a joke. It was a serious thing that was out there. But it turned out that the original story about this guy being found dead because the ring didn't open came from a satirical website, and some moron didn't realize it was a satirical website, picked it up as a legit news story, and it kind of went all over the place. So, not true, but it does bring to question the whole, the vibe in Russia, the people worried about their families, people worried about speaking out against the government, and then all of a sudden their families being followed by the KGB, et cetera, et cetera. Now, are you able to talk freely, Val, about this sort of stuff? Do you have an opinion about it? Do you think it's a load of garbage that there's no such thing as KGB following family members and, you know, people getting in trouble for speaking out?
Well, it does not exist here in USA, huh? It's in every country. It's sad to point it out. Obviously, if, you know, I'll start with the guy who was in charge of the rings. I'm sure after you spend $50 billion, you're hoping that the rings will work, and they probably went through so many rehearsals. And listen, the things happen. I'm sure Mr. Putin was not happy. I wouldn't be happy either. I don't know if it's a human error or whatever it was, but listen, it happened. Regarding KGB, listen, well, I don't know who's listening to my phone now. Is it CIA, KGB, FBI? If I have nothing to hide, or, you know, why would I care?
Yeah.
I don't. Are they watching it or listening? Absolutely. Isn't the U.S. doing the same thing? Yes. Isn't it? I'm hoping that Canada would do the same thing, in intelligence and all that stuff. I grew up there. My mom lives there. It is what it is. You can't really start pinpoint the fingers at the government and all that stuff. People are some people happy. When my mom comes to North America, she loves it here. She says it's, you know, one of the best places.
But Val, hold on. They're not. I haven't heard any stories of the American government, or and maybe even not the government officially, but let's say people within the country of the United States of America, grabbing family members of certain players in the NHL and holding them ransom, you know, a hostage for ransom and expecting money. Now, apparently, and you tell me if this is just a load of garbage or not, but I had heard a number of cases where players from Russia, their family members were being held, and there were ransom demands. Do you know if those stories were true or not, Val?
Yeah, some of truth, but have you heard of the hockey players go in the bar and get their butts kicked in the U.S. and Canada?
Yeah.
So you hear about that, but you don't hear about that in Russia. Well, Russia, listen, if you look at it, it's probably somewhere in a third world country level. So you have people that have absolutely nothing. It's probably easy to go and buy a gun, I'm assuming, or not. And this is the last resort. Go and, you know, hold a ransom of your parents or your brother or sister. But it's not anywhere on the level of a government will do this. This is the, you know, teenagers, you know, whatever you call it, organized crime in here.
Right.
It exists everywhere. As far as the government, you know, what government is supporting the athletes like no any other country, from start to finish. As far as what Putin personally did for the athletes, and I remember meeting him before our 2002 Olympics, it's amazing. He's a big fan of sport. I mean, he is active himself. The things that he's done for hockey, just in the past, obviously it didn't work out in the Olympic Games, but as far as I know, and I talked to my brother, he's in Sochi right now, he says it's one of the best experiences he had. Safety is not an issue. Everybody that's there, not only from, at least from what I hear from U.S. or Canada, they are happy. They having a great Olympic Games, and maybe we'll hear differently after it's done, but so far it's been nothing but positive from Sochi.
So does it bug you, the negative press that your home country has you know, is sort of getting?
No, nothing bothers me. Listen, the people have to talk about something, right? So
yeah.
if they don't know the story, they're going to talk about it, and rightly so. You hear something, it's like I hear something that's coming out from different city in U.S. I'm like, I can't believe it. But in the reality, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a big deal. Somebody, you know, hold your, you know, family ransom. But at the same time, it's fixed quickly. Government most of the time is not even involved into that. And it's okay to talk about that. It's news.
Yeah. Well, okay, listen, folks, on the phone with Valerie Burry, about to say goodbye. Valerie, of course, a former NHL All-Star, Russian Olympic medalist, 02 and 98. How would you contrast those two experiences? You know, are you able to say that one was better than the other simply because you got a silver versus a bronze?
Yeah, no, you know what, it was interesting. I should have been happier with silver, but I was more disappointed because for silver, you lose gold.
Yeah.
Your last game, you're last. And then the bronze medal, we won bronze. So it was completely different feelings, but the experiences that we got just to be in the Olympic Village, they both phenomenal. Like I said, I was very fortunate to be part of the two Olympics and win the medal, some kind of a medal both times. It's looking back, it's really special. As you see, you know, Team Canada, I mean, Team Canada, Team U.S. was playing basically for a gold medal game yesterday, and today they lost 5-0 to Finns. So there you go. Great team end up going home without any medal.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Have you met Tretiak?
Yes, many times.
Pretty decent guy. I hated him. I hated him back in the day. But the things I've heard about him these days, is a fantastic man.
Dude, from what I understand, you hate a lot of people.
Well, it was, you know, it was the 72 Summit Series. It was the Paul Henderson. It was the, you know, it was us against them. You know, you were the boogeymen, right? You were, Russia was the scary evil country back in the day.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He was with us, I believe, actually in 2002 Olympics for in some kind of a capacity, either a goalie coach or something like this. So well, we ran into each other many times, and he's very well spoken, very smart gentleman that has just been great for our hockey, and not only here, but I know he worked in Chicago Blackhawks organization for many years. Very smart, very bright. Yeah, we're happy to have him at the helm.
You know, the last time I was at your house, I wanted to mention a couple things. The wine you served from BurrayFamilyWines.com, beautiful, beautiful wine, beautiful. The wife you have, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But the thing I'm a little disappointed in, Val, is why did you feel it necessary to walk around with your Olympic medals on when there was company over? I thought that was a little over the top.
Really? That's what I normally do. When the people come over, I put my medals on and I start opening my wine. What else is there to do, right?
The thing that threw it over the top, though, was the leopard skin thong. That just, I couldn't handle that. I had to leave after that.
I thought you would keep your eyes on my medals and not on my thong.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
You're such a jerk. Folks, the one and only Valerie Burry, you know him from the NHL, but you also remember him from the Russian hockey team, of course, silver and a bronze. And, buddy, fantastic to chat with you, catch up again today. Your pick for tomorrow, Sweden or Canada?
I go Canada all the way.
Yeah, sorry. There it is, folks.
Sorry to disappoint you, yeah.
All right, man. Great to chat, Val. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Great talking to you guys.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye. There you go, folks. We had to get a little Russian thing going on there.
So you don't think he's going to send the KGB after me for doing that accent, dude?
No, you're in serious trouble.
Okay.
You are. Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?